Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nida Mem Vav, Nida 46b, pagination is 92. We'll start about a third of the way down on the page. The first word on the line is Midrabanan. Might seem to you almost midway, but it's a little less than midway down. And we start with Masiv Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah is bringing a quote which we will discuss. In the previous session, based on the Mishnah, we introduced the concept that not only can a Gadol Gedola, a person above Bar Bas Mitzvah, make a vow, but even in the year before that, it's possible to make a binding vow. The Gemara over here considers a case which combines another halacha, which is that you could have a girl who is married even though she's not bas mitzvah. The basic case would be that the father married her off, which we know exists in Talmudic law. But that's not the case that we're focused on over here, because that would be a biblical marriage. We're looking for a rabbinic type of marriage to stage the case. And we're going to be talking about a Yesoma, a girl whose father passed away, she's an orphan, and her mother marries her off while she's still underage. And this is the fascinating case which allows her to be mema'ein, to reject the marriage when she reaches bas mitzvah. The underlying concept presumably was that we give the mother an option to get the girl, vulnerable as she is, without a father, particularly in their culture, to have a stable environment and be married and be cared for and be in a home. However, it's not a biblical marriage, and the rabbis gave the girl the opportunity to reject it if she chooses when she reaches bas mitzvah. If she stays in the marriage, so then that's pretty much the equivalent of a girl at bas mitzvah accepting kiddushin from someone, and she's married. But she's in this quasi-marriage state where they conduct themselves as a marriage, but she has the ability to back out, and it is of rabbinic status during their marriage. Keep in mind, just as an aside, that it seems that boys, girls in their time, generally, emotionally, physically, they were either were mature at younger ages or were treated mature at younger ages. So the statement is, Yesoma shenadra baila meferla. This Yesoma, this orphan girl that's in this rabbinic relationship marriage with a man, her husband, she makes a vow. The husband has the ability to annul the vow. Now, this is bringing in another piece of information that we have, that generally husbands can annul the vow on the day that they hear it. And the Gemara therefore wonders about this ruling. Iamrit bishloma mufla samach le'ishtirabanon. If we assume that that year before bas mitzvah is rabbinic in terms of the vow status, so asana suin derabanan mavatli nidra derabanan, then I understand how a rabbinic status vow can be annulled by a rabbinic status husband. Eliyamrit de oraisa, but if you say that the vow 1 year before, muflo samoch le'ish, that year before bas mitzvah is biblical, then asa nesuin derabanan mevatli nidra de oraisa? How could a rabbinic marriage husband come and nullify a biblical status vow. And we're going to look for a solution to this enigma. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Baila Mefer La Mimon Afshach. The logic here is straddling the fence. E Drabanon. Drabanon who? If the vow is rabbinic, so it's rabbinic, like you described, and everything's good because this marriage is also rabbinic and that makes him a rabbinic husband. That sounds cool, rabbinic husband. But the rabbis can nullify a rabbinic vow. Ida oraisa, and if you tell me the vow is biblical, katan oche nevelos hu, she's underage, and she's eating something prohibited or doing something prohibited, but she's underage. Ve'im Bezdin mitzuvan olav la'afrisho. Bezdin doesn't have to step in and separate her. She's doing what she's doing as an underage girl. So it doesn't bother us. And that's what it means he can nullify the vow. Says the Gemara, that's not a complete answer. When she does get of age, she's going to continue doing the behavior that she thinks is not subject to her vow because her husband nullified it. But that nullification wasn't really good. It was only good while she was a ketana, while she was underage. But now she's responsible for her behavior. She's a bas mitzvah, and she's going to continue doing the prohibited behavior. Amar Rabba Bar Livoi, Baila Mefer La Kol Sha'a V'Sha'a V'Hu Sheboal. When the husband will be with her intimately after her bas mitzvah, that will consummate the marriage on a biblical level, and at that point, he'll be able to nullify it. So in the interim, she's young, he nullifies, and that's the status quo of this interesting marriage. And once she's an adult, so then he'll be with her, he'll be the biblical husband, and he'll be able to nullify the vow. Asks the Gemara, Va'ein Baal Mefer Bekodmin. At that point, the husband will not be able to nullify the vow because this is a vow that was made before the marriage. And a vow made before the marriage, he wasn't the husband on a biblical level. How could he nullify it now? Says the Gemara, Kidrav Pinchas Mishmei Derava. The Omar of Pinchas Mishmei Derava, what's the underlying concept that a husband is able to nullify his wife's vow? Kolanoderes al das baila hinoderes. Because anytime a woman makes a vow, she's making the vow subject to the husband's consent, subject to his approval. And that's the underlying concept in this biblical law that the husband can nullify the vow. And therefore, it will play itself out over here as well. Since she is rabbinically married to this man, so in her mind, she is making her vow subject to his approval. And therefore, and the Rishonim differ exactly how to word this, but basically, since her intent is to be subject to the husband's approval, indeed, the husband will be able to nullify the vow. Perhaps we're still using the fact that he can't nullify it until they're together once she becomes of age, perhaps earlier, but somehow he is able to nullify the vow, and that is what this ruling was based on. Again, the ruling, Yesoma Shenodra Baila Meferla, when the orphan girl married by her mother in a rabbinic relationship marriage, and she makes a vow, and she's not yet an adult, so that vow is in the category of mufla samuch le'ish, approaching adulthood, the ruling was that the husband will be able to annul that vow. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.